So, do you have the Bible on your phone?
I do.
Okay. So, are you an Anabaptist?
I'm a believer.
Do you go to an Anabaptist church, Mennonite or Amish?
We are non-denominational.
What's the name of your church that you go to?
Topeka Christian Assembly, Topeka, Indiana.
Okay, so probably Anabaptist type.
Yeah.
Your wife, I see, it looks like an Anabaptist. So I have a question for you, sir. What's the gospel that they proclaim, either at your body or in your life, that by which a man comes to eternal life?
The gospel that I preach is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Solely the means of salvation.
That's
nothing
it.
Else.
Nothing else. I just believe Jesus died and rose again, and I'm going to heaven.
You walk in obedience to the scripture.
Now you're adding something.
No.
You just said solely. You hold on. I'll make it an audio.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I love you. You just said solely only what Jesus did. Now, I think you're confused on something. Ready? What Jesus did and what's our response to it. It's two sides. There's a covenant. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have a marriage covenant? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a part to do?
I do.
Does she have a part to do?
Yeah.
Can you do her part for her?
Yeah.
Can she do your part for you? Think of the gospel this way, sir. Jesus did his part perfectly. Death, burial, and resurrection. I'm keeping my speaker on because people tend to listen. I don't want to blast you out. Maybe I'll take it off. Jesus did his part perfectly, okay? And when you say just believe on what he did, do you realize even the demons believe what he did?
I do.
Are they going to enter the kingdom?
No.
So what must a man do after he believes on the Lord Jesus Christ? His death, burial, and resurrection. I totally agree with that. What must a man do, sir? How long have you been a Christian?
Since I'm 14.
Okay, and you're an old man like me. I'm 61. How old are you?
72.
Okay, you got me beat. So you're an old man like me. Long time you've been a believer. Over 50 years. What must a man do, sir?
Walk by faith.
Okay, that's part of it. But... but before you can even walk by faith, what must you do and what must you have before you can even serve God?
See, they have the Holy Spirit.
Okay. How do you get that, sir?
That's part of the new birth.
Okay. But how do you get that?
You ask for it.
Huh?
I receive it.
Okay. Who does God give it to? See, I'm helping you. The gospel didn't flow from you. I got to help you along. It's kind of like if I said, what does your wife look like? I'm pretty sure you could tell me and I wouldn't have to help you along. Right? Don't be an idolater and focus more on your wife than the gospel.
Amen.
By faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, repent. He never once mentioned that. And that's because the Anabaptist churches and the Baptist churches and the evangelicals and the Roman Catholics, they don't focus on repentance. Repentance is a changing of your mind and a changing of your ways to come out of the world and come out of every false way and seek the kingdom of God.
Changing direction.
Okay, changing direction. Most of you are born into or just started going to church and you never changed that church direction.
I did. I had a radical encounter with Jesus.
Well, you can tell me about that in a minute.
Yeah. I got a question. Sir,
I'm going through the gospel. You can wait your turn, okay? I don't interrupt your pastor's preaching. Don't interrupt mine, okay? Thank you. You can wait your turn, and I'll talk to you gladly. Would you like a gospel card?
No.
There you go. He doesn't want a gospel card. That's usually a good sign. He's just going to ask questions like where I'm from, all this kind of stuff. We're about the Word of God here today. So by faith in Jesus Christ and repentance, changing your mind, changing your ways, the Bible says God gives the Holy Spirit to whoever just believes, right? Yes or no?
The Holy Spirit comes when I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Okay, and then what do you have to do in order to God to even give you the Holy Spirit? The Bible says it clearly. You're not onto it. Maybe you don't do this. That's why you're not onto it. Acts 5, it says God gives the Holy Spirit, not to whoever believes, to those who obey him.
Yes, exactly.
Faith and repentance leads to obedience. You think God just hands his precious Holy Spirit out to anybody that just believes in him? Not to make any sense one bit. By faith, repentance, which means you have to come out of the world and false church, which you haven't, you're born again. What's the fruit you're born again?
What's the question?
What's the fruit that you're born again, sir? Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit. Don't judge my lips, judge my fruit, my house, my doctrine, my ways. If I get angry and I slug him, which I would never do.
Yeah.
Look at him, yeah. If I got angry and slugged him, would you see rotten fruit? What if I'm being biblical and stern and bold and nice to him in that way? Because, you know, there's a lot of problem with fleshly love. Everybody's like, hey, hello, how are you? Hey, we'll have a cup of coffee. There's a lot of fleshly love. Jesus never had fleshly love. Paul and John the Baptist never had fleshly love. They had biblical, stern love. Because being nice to him in his flesh ain't going to save his soul. Being stern biblically to you and him is going to save your soul. Hey, let's go buy ice cream. Wow, those people are really nice. But if I don't impart the truth to you, you need, and you don't repent of your Anabaptist ways, you're going to lose your soul. So the fruit that you're born of God, you let me go through the gospel. I appreciate it. Hardly anybody. You guys ought to drive on the road. This is a sidewalk. That road is for you. Because we're standing here. That's the road lane right there. You're supposed to be driving on the road with bikes. We are pedestrians. We get the sidewalk, sir. So I would suggest you go onto the road, sir. That's where you're supposed to ride. I don't drive my car on the sidewalk. You shouldn't ride with wheels on the sidewalk. I'll move my wife so you can learn better, but you need to be off the sidewalk, sir. They give you a lane. See how unloving to their neighbors they are. A whole 4-foot lane. They got to be on the sidewalk. Fruit that you're born of God is holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Anabaptists aren't doing that, sir. I'll give you some examples. They're not out preaching the biblical gospel. You've been a believer for 50 years. You don't even can't even articulate the biblical gospel. Your elders and leaders and pastors have failed you. Your wife probably doesn't know the biblical gospel either because you don't know it. I can just assume. Holiness and obedience means you come out of the world. Maybe you're good at doing that. But you got to come out of every false way. Do you know Jesus hates false religion more than he hates the people of the world and their sin?
I understand.
That's Anabaptist hypocrisy. I'm just focused on Anabaptists. We go to Catholic places. We go to Lutheran. We go to Mormon. We go into the world. We go to festivals. Look up. You go on the internet. Look up our website, don'tperish.com. Hundreds, if not thousands by now, videos. Yeah, there's thousands of videos. Street preaching all over America. And everywhere from the street to people in the gutter to guys in a $1 million motorhome to pastors who come out. To people like you. Faith, repentance, you're born again. Holiness and obedience. In 50 years, you should have come to the place where you could see that Christmas is a pagan holiday ordained by the Roman Catholics. Now, one Bible verse tells you to practice Christmas every year. You do. If you're like most Anabaptists, you do. Good Friday. Did you know Good Friday's a lie? Have you ever studied that?
I have.
Did you know Good Friday's a lie?
I just know that Jesus died.
But when it happened, you don't think matters? And here's what matters, ready? Do you think Jesus is a liar?
No.
You guys make him a liar.
How is that?
You guys all practice Friday resurrection. Or excuse me, Friday death, Sunday resurrection. How many days and nights, let's see how studied you are after 50 years, did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
I understand that.
How many days?
Three.
3 days. How many nights did he say he'd be in the grave?
Three.
Great. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No.
It's a lie. You guys make Jesus a liar. The beautiful thing, and this is why this matters, sir. What's your first name?
Delbert.
Delbert? Okay, I'm two posts. This is my wife, Amin. You're being nicer than most Anabaptists. I appreciate that. Most of them ride by, ignore. One guy went by 15 miles an hour right past my wife on the sidewalk. That's why I'm a little bit irritated. They got that whole lane for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw that. And I was gracious. I had my wife move for him. But if he comes by again, I'm not going to move because he needs to learn a lesson. The reason it matters is because Jesus died on a Wednesday, which was the day before the high Sabbath, which was on a Thursday. He's in the grave Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He resurrects on Saturday before Sunday. They went to the tomb. He was gone. Do you know why? They ever taught you this? He's our Sabbath rest. What was the Sabbath back in the Old Testament?
That's so beautiful.
Saturday. They don't teach you this. You're all practicing handed down Roman Catholic evangelical ways. You're practicing the very traditions that the men that were hunting down your fathers, killing them, are doing. Christmas, Easter.
I would appreciate if you would say there's not all of us are.
Does your church practice Christmas and Good Friday?
No.
It doesn't.
Nothing special.
Nothing special. Do you acknowledge those holidays?
Oh, yeah.
You know you do. You're practicing them, sir.
Okay.
You're practicing them.
Okay.
You're a typical Anabaptist body. Okay, a little head covering on the back of a woman's head is not a veiled head covering. It's to be, her head is to be covered with a veil. That's just another one to throw out there. They never taught you men to dress. You know, if your women walked around dressed the way you are, could your wife dress in that? Why not?
It would be immodest for me.
It would? Why is it not immodest for you? You got a different standard than her? You don't. You're showing off your butt and your crotch, your privates. When, guess what? God put us in tunics. That's why you see I wear something covered. God God put men and women in tunics. And here's another beautiful thing for you. Genesis 3:21. God shed blood and covered mankind. Go read it. Yeah. Nobody teaches this. It's the first shedding of blood for the covering of our sin. Jesus later comes.
Isn't it?
It is beautiful. You guys don't teach it. You got to practice it. You see these young girls flying around on these bikes with their tight dresses? You think that's godly? It's probably that way at your body.
No, it's not.
Well, I went to a Mennonite church. We stand out of them. And the minister came out and he said, "We agree. We got a problem with our women in tight dresses and adornment. Big, bright flowers. The Bible says don't adorn. Look at me. Look at me in bright flowers. Tight dresses." 5 years ago, he told me, "We're working on that." If you drive by his church today, it's even worse than it was. The little 9-year-old girls that were just sweet and innocent, if I drive by it today, they're 16-year-old girls and go, "Don't look that way."
I understand that.
So what are you going to do? Concern. Did you get a gospel, an Anabaptist gospel that covers all this? An Anabaptist gospel card. What are you going to do with all this sin that you keep? It is sin. It's not error. It's sin and false traditions. Did you know in Mark 7, Jesus said you worship God in vain when you keep man-made traditions? Why? He's the truth. You're keeping lies. And in Revelation 22, one lie is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. You know that? Whoever loveth and maketh a lie. And you'll see something that's interesting. That man came over. He didn't want a gospel card. And he acted kind of like, "I'm going to ask you something." This is like a mocker's mentality. You're standing and listening. I don't know what you are. You're what I call a listener. Ready? I have brothers at Street Preach. We look for, there's mockers, there's ignorers, then there's per-haters, then there's listeners, then there's hearers. So you're listening to the Word of God. That's good. You know what a hearer does? He goes and does what he heard.
Amen.
He goes and he obeys it. He
Amen.
Loses his life because you don't have much time left. Neither do I.
Yeah.
You're 10 years ahead of me. I could die tomorrow. You could live to be 100.
Yeah.
But so I would ask you to test your faith, and here's what it's going to cost you. You will lose everything to follow Jesus biblically. Men lose their wives. I ain't doing that. They got to follow Christ. They lose their church body. The church body says, "We're not doing that. Nobody will show up anymore. I got to follow Christ." They lose their menonet. We call it a menonet, like Mennonite, because they all church together. They all live in community together. They all have jobs together. They're all getting wives together from other places. They lose their net. Jesus said, "Lose your life to follow me." You haven't done that because you're still in the Anabaptist net and they haven't called you out. On my website, go look on my teaching blog. I have tons of articles that refute all of the false ways of the Anabaptists. You and I covered the gospel. There's pagan holidays. We went over dress. Here's one for you. They have false teaching on divorce and remarriage. They have false teaching on non-resistance. They have these teachings that have been handed down.
Can you help me with non-resistance?
By men. Okay? Well, that's kind of a detailed topic. Yeah, I don't believe that we should carry guns around and shoot people, but I also don't believe if I walk by and see a man raping a woman, I'm going to do nothing. So there's a fine line in between. I don't walk up and club him to death for the fun of it, but I may go up and bear hug him to the ground till the police show up.
Yeah.
Anabaptists tell me, I said, "Do you guys really tell me if a man is crawling through your window at 3 a.m. and he's coming to take your daughters and do whatever he wants with them, we're just going to pray?" And I said, "You don't love your daughters. If you drive by and see your neighbor being beat up and you don't stop, blare your horn, yell, say, 'Stop it, I'm calling the police,' and stand and try to draw that man onto you, you are a coward and you don't love your neighbor."
Yeah,
so that's just a little bit of a brush there.
Good.
And I actually have guns. I shoot guns. I used to hunt and stuff all the time. I'm not against guns. I'm against all the people wearing guns and being ready to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
That if I had a gun on me, I'd just go here with you. If I had a gun on me and I was in the middle of a Walmart shooter situation, you know what I'd do? I would get close to the shooting. I would yell to the man, and I might fire my weapon in the air to try to scare him off. I might try to draw his fire onto me by shooting my gun in the air so that others could get away, and I'm probably going to die doing it. Jesus said, "No greater love than you give your life for another." Not cowering behind the Subway table. And here's another one for you. Talk about non-resistance. All these Anabaptists here. Is this your first time at Pinecraft? You've never seen us here before?
I have never seen you.
We've been here 7-8 times. Do you know every time I'm here, do you know what happens? They call the police on me. Every single time. I'm waiting. And guess what happens when the cops show up? What do you think happens?
I don't know what happens.
Am I on a public sidewalk?
Yeah.
Am I being peaceful?
Yeah.
Am I breaking any laws?
No.
Most of the cops stand back and go, "What do you want us to do? He's not breaking any laws. Your non-resistant Anabaptist that you're down here vacationing with call the police on godly people. Does my wife look threatening to you? Does my wife look threatening to you?
No.
So think about all these things. Delbert?
Yes.
Delbert. Think about all these things.
What was your name again?
Tupos. In the Greek, it means example. Amen means faithful. You know what? We took new names. You know why? We came out of the world. We didn't come out of the Anabaptist faith. We were worldly, wicked, drunks, partiers, all of the worst of the worst, her included. Yep, we were. And God transformed us.
I bless the Lord for that.
Well, God transformed us by his word. We looked at the Anabaptists when we were first born again. We looked at the Anabaptists when we were first born again, and we thought, they got a few more things right. Some of them don't have TVs, but I'm learning. The Anabaptists are very worldly. Did you know there's a big Anabaptist hotel right down here that brings people in? You know about that? You know they got big giant screen TVs in the... I've never been in either. I saw on their website. Big giant screen TVs. And pools.
I was in there for a meeting.
And pools. Let me ask you a question. Are people godly when they're hanging around a pool?
Not if it's mixed. Male and
female. Should anyone see anyone else's nakedness? What did Noah's son do when his dad was naked? The first guys came in and saw his nakedness. What did the other guy do? Walked in backwards.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even see each other's nakedness, sir.
Yeah.
That is total nakedness and ungodliness. Okay. Let me not be mean-spirited. I won't say it out loud. Gluttony. Huge in the Anabaptist world. You know it. Does anybody ever preach about that? Does anybody ever call that out? Does anybody ever say, put a knife to your throat, glutton? Why?
Yeah.
Why not? But they love to call out all kinds of other sins on other people. And the Anabaptists, I don't know, you're probably retired. All these Anabaptists, none of them, I find this all the time, sir. None of them will talk gospel with me, talk Jesus, talk truth, talk nothing. You know what? If I show up at their strawberry booth, or I want metal roof, or I want to buy a shed, they talk your leg off. Anabaptists love mammon a lot more than truth of God. In general.
And I sure don't want to do that.
Okay.
I thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, so here's the call, though. You're going to have to come out of that false religious system unless they change every one of their ways and get it right. And if they change every one of their ways, what was the name of it again?
Our church?
Yeah.
Topeka Christian Assembly.
Topeka Christian Assembly. If they change every one of their ways and they want to be fully biblical, you tell your ministers, pastors, I will come down and park in the parking lot if they let me, and I will be their best servant and worker. And I will help them, and so will my wife. But if they don't, and they say, no, we're going to do that. We're going to keep our traditions. We're not going to go out in the street preaching Christ crucified. Anabaptists don't go out in the street and preach Christ crucified. They start churches somewhere and just produce themselves. Jesus told the Pharisees, you make twice the sons of devil than you are. They go to Honduras and start a Mennonite church. We don't need Mennonite churches. We don't need Anabaptist churches. We need the gospel proclaimed. We need holiness. We need coming out of the world. We need conforming and obedience to God's word as fruit that you're born of his shed blood.
I agree, brother.
But if you agree, are you willing? I'll ask you right now. Are you willing to leave that place and be a Noah in your own generation if nobody else stands up and follow Christ? You already met some people, and I have brothers that would love to encourage you. Are you willing to do that? Are you just going to compromise and stay there? What will you do, Delbert?
Well, I will definitely talk about our conversation, and we always go to the scriptures and dig it out.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Do that with me, because if all I've said to you is wrong, you don't love us if you don't come back and correct me. My email's on there. My phone number, I think, is on that card. I think the Anabaptist has a phone number on it. I don't give that to everybody.
I want to bless you. I'm not against you.
No, I understand that. But see, I would love to call you an older brother, but until you come out of every false way, you're not really my brother.
Okay.
The Bible says you're a worker of iniquity. In Matthew 7, Jesus said an amazing thing you need to go ponder. It's the verse where he says, already Anabaptists are always telling me, don't judge, don't judge. Do you know that whole chapter?
I do.
Judge rightly. We don't judge wrong. If I'm smoking a cigarette and beating my wife, I shouldn't be telling you about your sin. Show me my sin, I'll repent of it. I don't live in sin. I repent of it whenever I find it. Jesus said, many people are going to say, Lord, Lord, we knew you. We cast out demons and we did religious things. We went to church every Sunday. We wore a head covering, kind of. And he's going to say, away from me, I never knew you. Do you know why he says it? He finishes that sentence. You know what it says? You workers of iniquity. That means sin. That means you're following false ways instead of his word. That's going to be you on Judgment Day, Delbert. I don't want that to be you. Maybe I came here today just for you. It looked like it was going to rain. We thought there's not many around. We won't come. We said, maybe there's one sheep that'll listen. Praise God. My brothers are going to rejoice. They're going to say, did that old guy? You're old like me. Did that old guy listen? And I'm saying, yeah, he did. And he didn't push back, and he took the gospel card, and they're going to rejoice. So you listening will encourage some younger brothers. They're half our age, by the way, the ones I'm talking about.
Very good.
But what will you do, Delbert? That would really encourage them. If you as an older man would repent, get it right, and then come join us and be a godly influence. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Ready? I'm going to boast in Christ. Ready? I don't know anybody my age or older that's living a biblical life. Do you know the saints I know? They're all younger. This is pathetic. It should be three times as many old people. So you come. You be that light. You come be our big older brother and go, man, I had it wrong for 50 years. I had to humble myself. I had a lot of things right, maybe, but I had a lot of things wrong. I got to get it right for the glory of God. Otherwise, you are going to lose your soul. I'm glad you walked over.
Thank you.
We love you.
I bless you.
I will shake your hand because you listen, and I hope that the seeds of truth go deep in you. You're not a pastor or elder or nothing there, are you?
I am.
You are. I just shook your hand. You know what? You're a pastor.
I am.
You're the pastor there. Glad you're telling me that. I take that handshake back. The Bible tells me, that was my mistake. The Bible tells me to not even say Godspeed to somebody that is teaching false doctrine. I know it's specifically speaking about Antichrist there, but I don't want you to think that you and I are united.
Okay.
Until you come out and you repent, pastor. Is that your title, pastor? Are you one pastor there?
I am.
What are you doing down here in Pinecraft? What are you doing? Vacationing.
No, well, we came
Where's your gospel cards? What do you hand out?
I have books at my house and signs that I put out. I can show them to you if you want me to.
Yeah, in your house down in Topeka, Kansas?
No.
Oh, here.
No.
Do you come down here all the time, or is this just a week-to-week thing?
Here, we're down here just for a number of weeks.
Okay.
And I can show
you. You rent a house here?
Yeah, and I can show you the sign I said.
Yeah,
I put a sign out.
What's the sign say?
It says, questions about your Christian life, stop in.
And you're going to point them to the Anabaptist faith, and you don't even... Hold on. And you don't even know the gospel as a pastor. How long have you been a pastor?
I have been a teacher. I'm more of a teacher than a pastor.
Well, a pastor is a teacher, somebody who overlooks people.
I
get it. It could be a little different, but how long?
40 years.
Oh, I'm sorrowful for you. You're not studying the Word of God very deep. The men that I said let you down, you're that man. So now, instead of a loving handshake, I got to take it back and I got to say, I rebuke you. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a testing up of your church. You guys online? You on the internet?
Yeah, it's not really current.
No. Why isn't it current?
Yeah.
You got an iPhone, the internet. Why isn't the gospel and the truth? Well, you don't have the gospel. That's another thing about Anabaptists. I hear this all the time. Ready? They tell me, you're using the phone. That's the devil. No, I just use it for the gospel and teaching. Go to my website. It's huge.
Did I explain the gospel right?
But no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Not even close, sir. I got it on audio, and that'll be on the testing.
Okay.
You knew I was making an audio. That'll be on the testing. You weren't even close. You initially said, just believe on Jesus. And then he said, well, you got to obey him when I challenge you a little bit. But here's the thing. They'll tell me I can't use the phone. They're all using it for business. They're all using the internet for business.
I don't.
You're retired. My point is, you need to repent, pastor. You need a rebuke. You're very nice. You're probably a people pleaser. I meet pastors that are either very resistant to the truth, or they're people pleasers, and they use psychology and go, yes, yes, The only way you heard what I just said, I don't know if you're a listener now. The only way you heard what I just said is if you go study, you either come back and refute everything I said in the Word of God and love us enough to prove you're right, I'm wrong, or God's Word is right. I'm not right. God's Word is right. Or you go, man, I got to get that right. Christmas, Easter, unbiblical dress, the gospel most of all. I got to get all this right for the glory of God, because you are deceiving people, including your own household. You need to repent, Delbert. Okay. I'm going to leave it right there. Look for that testing. Email me and I'll email you that testing.
Thank you.
Repent or you're going to lose your soul. All right, so there you go. I'll talk about this real quick. So he's very nice, very nice. Did you notice, Sister Amen? He didn't divulge he was a pastor at all until I dug for it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty, that's wickedness. And this audio will be on a testing, and I told him we're going to do it. And we're going to put it up for the glory of God. And we want to make sure that people know that church is being led by a false teacher. You heard me rebuke him. Unless he repents. He agreed with everything I said. He didn't have the biblical gospel. Did you hear the biblical gospel roll out of him, Sister Amen?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. So look forward to that testing that's coming up.
I was going to say something. He's sitting over there with his wife.
Yep.
She stayed over there the whole time. And that man who was like a mocker by us.
Yep.
They stood over there talking to each
yep.
other the whole time her husband was over here.
Yep.
That's yeah. pretty bad.
Pretty sure unless he repents and becomes our older brother, pretty sure he's just a psychologist, a man pleaser as a pastor. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Go along.
Sure looks so, like it.
Yeah, he got a good rebuke. Maybe he wasn't. Turns out he wasn't. Well, he could be a sheep if he repents.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. God be praised. Thank you, Father.